the court approves AMR's pilot agreement. Spaceship Two nears go at throttles up, and air tour operators prepare to report national park flights. This is Aero News for Friday, December 21st, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Manhattan, New York, has approved a new collective bargaining agreement reached between American Airlines and its pilots' union. The plan eliminated lump-sum payments of retirement benefits for the pilots, which the airline said could hurt the company financially if a large number of pilots chose to retire shortly after it emerged from reorganization. In a news release, American Airlines said that it is now able to take the final steps that will allow it to maintain the freeze of the Pilot A plan rather than pursue a termination. American said that when the pension plan freeze was proposed, it knew the lump sum option available under the Pilot A plan presented a unique operational challenge that needed to be addressed. Reuters reports that while Judge Sean Lane seemed to empathize with the pilots, there was a reality to the situation that could not be denied. In ruling on the plan, the judge commented, quote, "Bankruptcy brings with it many hardships. The sacrifices of the other employees are one of those hardships," end quote. The move was opposed by a small group of former TWA pilots who said that the ruling changed the agreement they had made when American brought TWA out of bankruptcy years ago. While AMR wants to emerge from its financial difficulties as a standalone airline, the pilots' union has made no secret that it wants the carrier to merge with U.S. Airways. The court on Wednesday also approved American's and the Unsecured Creditors Committee joint request to extend exclusivity for AMR to file its plan of reorganization until March 11, 2013. Spaceship Two on Wednesday undertook its 23rd glide flight in the pre-powered portion of its incremental test flight program. This was a significant flight, as it was the first with rocket motor components installed, including tanks. It was also the first flight with thermal protection applied to the spaceship's leading edges. It followed an equally successful test flight last Friday, which saw Spaceship Two fly in this configuration, but remain mated to its White Knight II carrier aircraft. All objectives of both flights were successfully met, according to Virgin Galactic. Spaceship Two is expected to undertake a minimum of two more glide flights in order to complete all remaining preparations for its first powered flight. Spaceship Two will be powered by a hybrid rocket motor. This type of system is not a new idea, but it does offer important safety and environmental advantages over liquid or solid systems that are more commonly used on manned space vehicles. In particular, it means that the pilots will be able to shut down the Spaceship Two rocket motor at any time during its operation and glide safely back to the runway. The recently passed FAA Modernization and Reform Act of 2012 included a provision requiring air tour operators conducting tours over national parks and abutting tribal lands to submit reports to the FAA and the National Park Service. The notification and guidance will be posted on the FAA and NPS websites very soon, according to the Helicopter Association International website, and a reporting template will be updated with a few revisions, including route, altitude, and duration. According to the document, the FAA and NPS are requiring reports from air tour operators conducting commercial air tours at parks that are not listed as exempt from the requirements. The reports are required of people who conduct commercial air tour operations below 5,000 feet AGL over a unit of the National Park System, over tribal lands that are within or abutting a unit of the National Park System, or any area within 1/2 mile outside a unit of the National Park System, or less than 1 mile laterally from any geographic feature within a park, unless that feature is more than 1/2 mile outside a park boundary. Clear as mud, right? A list of parks exempt from these rules has been posted to the Federal Register. Well, score one for grassroots advocacy. The state of New Mexico, which had proposed a general ban on amphibious aircraft and seaplanes from all of its state parks, relented following an effort spearheaded in part by the Seaplane Forum Online. The state had proposed a rule that would have amounted to a complete ban on seaplane operations of any kind in state parks, citing safety concerns as well as a potential problem with invasive species being introduced into the state park's waters by landing airplanes. The prospect was vigorously opposed by recreational pilots not only from New Mexico but around the country. On Thursday, Jason Baker, owner and editor of the forum, forwarded a communication to ANN that he received from the state of New Mexico that says in part, quote, the division proposed adding a new section prohibiting the taxiing, landing, or takeoff of seaplanes or float planes in state parks. The division received hundreds of comments opposing the implementation of this rule. Based upon the comments received, and given that the Bureau of Reclamation and United States Army Corps of Engineers already have regulations addressing seaplanes and float planes, the division did not adopt the proposed rule, end quote. That decision reflects the efforts of everyone who contacted the state of New Mexico to express their opposition to the proposed ban. In short, chalk one up for the good guys. When Aero News continues, WingX Pro 7 expands, Air Canada goes low cost with a new color, and the Kings get a new crown.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now. For Friday, December the 21st, I'm Glenn Moyer. Version 6.9 of WingX Pro 7 has been released by Hilton Software of Parkland, Florida. The new version includes three significant enhancements, including Smart Taxi, Search and Rescue Grids, and Search Patterns, and is the first iPad app to support the dual XGPS 170 Bluetooth ADS-B receiver. Smart Taxi is a patented technology developed by Hilton Software that was initially introduced several years ago on the WingX Windows mobile solution. Smart Taxi has been enhanced to take advantage of the iPhone iPad platform and is now enabled at over 4,000 airports. When the aircraft is on or near a runway, the entire runway is highlighted in red or yellow, respectively, on the airport diagram. In addition, WingX Pro 7 intelligently displays the runway identifiers for takeoff and displays the distance remaining in real time. Version 6.9 significantly expands its search and rescue functionality by adding SAR grids and patterns. Both are fully compatible with WingX Pro 7's track up and split screen features. WingX Pro 7 generates and displays search patterns on the VFR sectional based on a few pilot entered parameters. WingX Pro 7 even has an auto mode that generates the optimal search pattern for a grid cell. Both new and old grid cell formats are supported. WingX Pro 7 version 6.9 is a free update on the App Store and iTunes. Air Canada has unveiled its new leisure airline, marking a milestone in the transformation of Canada's flag carrier to compete in the growing leisure travel sector. Along with details of the initial destinations it will fly to beginning in July of 2013, the name of Canada's new leisure airline, Air Canada Rouge, was announced following a contest launched on Facebook, inviting customers, employees, and travel industry professionals for their input. Details about the contest and the prize winners have been posted to Facebook. For its inaugural 2013 season, Air Canada Rouge will introduce new routes not currently operated by Air Canada to Venice, Italy, and Edinburgh, Scotland. In addition, Air Canada's seasonal services from Toronto and Montreal to Athens, Greece, will be flown by the leisure carrier. Similarly, existing Air Canada flights operated in cooperation with Air Canada Vacations to Cuba, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, and Costa Rica will be operated by Air Canada Rouge effective July 2013. 200 new jobs will be created for flight attendants and pilots at Air Canada Rouge. The National Aeronautic Association presented its prestigious Frank G. Brewer Trophy for Aviation Education to John and Martha King at its Fall Awards Banquet held November 13th in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. The award was presented to the Kings, quote, for their passion and dedication in making aviation knowledge more accessible to pilots worldwide by combining elegant technology with clear, fun teaching featuring courseware that simplifies complex concepts for students, end quote. The Brewer Trophy is presented annually for significant contributions of enduring value to aerospace education in the United States. Our congratulations to John and Martha King. And before we leave, oh, by the way, if you're keeping track, guess what? The Mayans were wrong. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.